Welcome back, children of the revolution, to the audio anthology and educational program. What you're not listening to here on Ace of Spades PDX. I'm your host, producer, webmaster, audio engineer, yes, researcher and writer, Daddy Ben Bear, Ben Brown Jr. Here it is. We're still here in May 2020. The world is still crazy. Hope all of you are staying safe during the pandemic, yes. And today, something very, very different. I'd like to think they're all very different, but this one really stands out. We're going to be looking at the next over an hour, Brian Eno's headphone music. And this is about a triumph from tragedy story that changed music forever. And it is a slightly bizarre story, but one befitting the featured artist here. A former art school student, Brian Eno, who studied traditional painting and other mediums, such as sound installations, by chance met a saxophone player named Andy Mackey at a subway station. In 71, Mackey joined an art rock project and brought Eno along. The resulting band, Roxy Music, would become one of the most influential English groups of the 1970s, second only to the Sex Pistols in terms of influence and importance. Eno left after their second album, For Your Pleasure, and embarked on a solo career. Though his first two LPs were similar to the sound of his previous band, there was definitely a change in the wind. Sadly, Eno was sidelined for a great length of time in 75 due to a terrible auto accident. As the legend goes, while Eno was recuperating from his home, his then-girlfriend bought him an album of harp music to help him relax. It was also raining at the time. Before she left, she put the album on, not realizing only one speaker was working and the volume was turned down quite low. Too weak to get up to fix the problem, Eno took in the sound of the music and the rain and realized that there was a magic in the relationship of both simultaneously, and it caused him to look at creating music completely differently. By his 77 LP, Before and After Science, Eno would not record another rock and roll album again, though he became an in-man session musician and producer, working with just about every major name on the scene for decades, including U2, David Bowie, The Talking Heads, and even recently, Grace Jones. Even though Eno was not the first artist to explore the pre-recorded synthesis between music and nature in a serious, academic way, that honor would probably go to Wendy Carlos with her album Sonic Seasonings, he dove headfirst into the new ambient and new age genres, creating classic after classic. The following 60 minutes primarily focus on his first decade of this solo work, because attempting to create a semblance of an overall historical perspective in any manner in the same time frame would be ludicrous due to the sheer volume. Most of it is instrumental, and most of it in the ambient genre. Overall, it is the sound of someone deciding to take chances with their career, and even though he may not be selling out arenas and stadiums, Eno has carved out a niche as an artist without compromise and full of riches. And these tracks will be presented in an hour-long sequence, so really, this is an opportunity to get your best headphones on. Find a quiet space if you can. This is really meant to be just kind of immersive in that sense and really kind of take you away and let your mind and your body just feel it and flow with it and as a contrast to all the crazy that is going on. And we're going to be starting off with a Sitter Channel remix of A Clearing from 1982's Ambient 4 on Land. Following that is Energy Fools Magician from 77's Before and After Science, which incidentally was also featured in the 79 film Rock and Roll High School with the Ramones. A Long Way Down from 2005's Another Day on Earth will follow that. The Dance Number 3 from 1980 from the album Ambient 3, Day of Radiance with Laraji follows that. 2_2 from 1978, which was the second track on the second side of the album, Ambient 1, Music for Airports. And from 78, a compilation record called Music for Films, and a new track that appeared on that album was M386. Fullness of Wind from 75's Discreet Music follows that. Broken Head from 78's After the Heat with Cluster. And the members of Cluster would work with Eno quite often during the 70s and early 80s, and they were kind of an alt-rock, art-rock band, kind of like Nui and Can. Well, I mean, that was Mountain of Needles from 81's My Life in the Bush of Ghosts with David Byrne, probably his best, you know, his best known collaboration in this style. Zalina Love from 75's Another Green World, which was really his first kind of entrance into ambient music. After that was An Ending, Ascent from 83's Apollo, Atmospheres and Soundtracks follows that. A Measured Room from 78's Music for Films. And the last song we're going to be hearing is an edit, the final 11 minutes and reverb mix of Thursday Afternoon. Now, mind you, taken as a whole, that whole album is 61 minutes long. And yes, it's typically done in a continuous fashion. These are the last 11 minutes. That's from 85, and that's from Thursday Afternoon. If you have questions, feedback, comments, love letters, dedications, and requests are always welcome. Please drop me a line at daddybenbear @gmail.com. Love to you all, and take this time for yourself. And stay safe.
Thank you. Thank you. you.